for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, August the 30th, 2019. Colonel Williams is the speaker of the service, teaching on grasshopper invasion in Las Vegas.
It's been a blessing. Sister Deborah, she started off last night. That was a blessing. Sister Jerry, she was a blessing also today. How many of you were touched by those words? All right. Well, give Jesus Christ a praise for that. Can you stand with me, please? In Job chapter 22, verse 28, the Bible says, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall come to pass." Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. I've learned over the years that prophetic decrees affect the atmosphere. Amen? I want everybody to decree with me. Repeat after me, please. Say, "Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
we loose the harness of the Lord
into
Satan's kingdom
over this region
in the name of Jesus." Exodus chapter 23, verse 27 and 28. We loose the harness of the Lord to loose their stingers
inside demonic
entities. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 20. In the name of Jesus. Someone, let's put some fire with it. Isaiah 4 and 4. We loose the spirit of burning and the spirit of judgment, which is the Holy Spirit, upon our enemies in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus. Now come on, let's decree some more. We lose confusion into Satan's headquarters, his stronghold, his order, his curses, and his principalities and power. We lose panic, frustration, havoc, pandemonium into Satan's headquarters. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we lose disaster. We lose chaos. We lose destruction. In the name of Jesus. We lose Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 21. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. We decree civil war in the demonic kingdom in the name of Jesus. We command those powers of darkness fighting against Lake Hamilton, fighting against our family, fighting against our children, fighting against our next of kin, in the name of Jesus, to begin to fight each other, to begin to destroy each other, in the name of Jesus. And we decree this day, if our land is defiled, our land will vomit up its inhabitants. In the mighty name of Jesus, now give Jesus a praise. Wasn't that an awesome decree? The enemy is always loosing panic and frustration and chaos upon believers. We're going to return him back on his headquarters. Is that correct? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm giving honor to God, who's the head of all our lives, and to Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and the precious Holy Spirit. Thank God for our commander in chief, Brother Merrill, all the fivefold ministry grace giftings that are present here. And thank God for each and every one of you who made the sacrifice to come to Lake Hamilton. I'm going to give you a moment to pull out your paper and pencil, because I believe in teaching, and I believe in notes. So pull out your paper and pencil. How many have been blessed
You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. Is that right?
Amen.
You're a lender and not a borrower.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field, aren't you?
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Let's go. Let's get started. Okay? I want to share a dream with you that my wife had. She had a powerful dream that blessed me so. She had a dream about locusts. She said, I dreamed about a month ago, I was walking up these stairs. They led to a building that looked like apartments. I entered the building, I began to walk down the hallway. I noticed people in the rooms and I continued to walk. Until I reached the end of the hallway and looked to my left and I saw something moving. And she said, I went closer to see what it was, a cluster of swarming locusts. Began to come up out of the ground. She says, I began to run back into the apartments. The locusts followed me inside and began to attack the people in the rooms. She said, I ran as fast as I could down the hallway. I looked behind me and saw a cluster of locusts coming towards me. I stopped and leaned close to the wall. And when I stopped, the locusts came close to my face. They stared at me for a moment, and suddenly they looked off down the hallway and began to attack the people in the next room. I woke up. She said, honey, what does that mean? I said, that means a lot to me. And something happened during that week that she had that dream. Let me give you my subject. My subject is grasshopper invasion in Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Grasshopper invasion in Las Vegas. But before we get there to the subject, we want to look at some scriptures. Everywhere you go in America, what are you hearing? Black clouds of America. Black clouds of America. Gross darkness. Judgment everywhere. That's true in a sense. But in the midst of all these black clouds and all this black darkness, there's glory. Let me say that again. In the midst of all these dark clouds, this black darkness, in the midst of all these judgments, there's glory. Turn with me to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. Let's look at verse 10 and 12. That's the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. Let's look at verse 10 and 12. The Bible says in verse 10, when the priest had come out of the holy place, the cloud filled the house. Many times in Old Testament times and even today, there was a cloud of glory that would come into the temple, in the synagogue, or into the house of the Lord. Look at verse 11. So the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Look at verse 12. Then Solomon said, the Lord said that he would dwell in thick darkness. The Lord says he will dwell in what? Thick darkness. When you look at the Hebrew word for thick darkness, it is arafel. And the Hebrew word arafel means a dark, thick, dark cloud or darkness. Let me read that again. A dark, thick, dark cloud or darkness. What Solomon said about the thick darkness was that God was dwelling in a black cloud when he came into the temple. I looked up the synonym for dark, and I found something that caught my attention. Pitch black. Pitch dark. Little or no light. We know that God is a God of light. Is that right? But God is a God who can also dwell in thick darkness, which is dwelling where? In a thick cloud or a dark cloud. Many of you are going through some darkness. But I want you to know in the midst of that darkness, there's some glory. Shit. My God, that made me feel good. In the midst of pitch darkness, there's some glory.
Amen.
Let me say that again. In the midst of some pitch darkness, there's glory. Many times I hear believers say, there's darkness all around. Judgments are falling. I'm going through so much. It could be that God is in that thick darkness, trying to use that darkness to bring maturity to you, to bring you in proper alignment, or to set your house in order, or draw you with more intimacy with Him to get you to start praying, because you have gotten slack in your prayer and your fasting life. Wouldn't it be glorious? A black cloud would come into Lake Hamilton this afternoon. Oh, come on, saints. Oh, there was some believers say there's a demon cloud, and no. You have to discern through the gift of discerning of spirits. But if you discern it, you will say, there is God. He's dwelling in a dark cloud. Turn to Psalms chapter 18, verse 9. Psalms chapter 18, verse 9. How many of you feel God's presence already? Look at Psalms chapter 18. Let's look at verse 9. The Bible says, He bowed the heavens also and came down. And thick darkness was under His feet. That thick darkness in Hebrew, once again, is a ophel, which means a dark cloud was under His feet. Yes, He's a God of light. Yes, He's a God of light. But He's a God that can dwell in the dark. And I want to say again, look at your circumstance that you're going through. Is it pitch black? Do you feel that God has abandoned you? No. You might be right there in the midst of glory. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 22, please. 2 Samuel chapter 22. Let's look at verse 10. 2 Samuel chapter 22. Let's look at verse 10. And here were the same scriptures again, a description of God. He bowed down the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under His feet. A dark cloud was where? Under His feet. Turn to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. I'm a man who loves scriptures. Okay? So if you get tired of the description, just pray for me. Look at Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now look at verse 2. And behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and this darkness all the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, O Jerusalem, and His glory shall be seen where? Shall be seen upon you. Gross darkness is covering the earth because of sin. Judgment is covering the earth as prophesied. But the Bible prophesied that the glory of the Lord will be seen upon His people. Amen. Hear me out, saints. Whenever you have darkness, guess what? There's glory. I love this. Whenever you have darkness, you have what? Glory. So cross darkness and glory at times align themselves together. But how many professing believers we hear say, it's getting bad out here. Oh, it's getting sad out here. It's terrible. Darkness is everywhere. Yes, yes, yes. When it was darkness in Egypt, it was light in Goshen. I want somebody to look at this. If it's darkness in your house, there's some glory somewhere. He says He would never leave you, nor what? Forsake you. Okay? Now, turn with me to Exodus chapter 20. And I want you to keep in mind the local stream. Exodus chapter 20. Let's look at verse 19 and 21. The book of Exodus, chapter 20. Let's look at verse 19 and 21. In verse 19, and they said to Moses, You speak to us, and we will listen, but let not God speak to us, lest we die. Now, Moses, we'll talk to you, but we don't want to talk to that man with all that thunder and lightning and all that power going. But we'll listen to you. Look at verse 20. And Moses said to the people, "Fear not, for God has come to prove you, to test you, so that the reverential fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin." Now look at verse 21 closely. And the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. Isn't that something? The people were afraid. The people drew far off, but Moses saw God in that thick darkness. And I want to say to every believer here, it's time that you pray for the gift of discerning of spirits. Yes. That even though judgment is here, even though darkness is everywhere, God wants you to see His glory. He wants you to feel His presence in the midst of that pitch dark.
Amen.
That's where we are now. Hey, grasshoppers and lost business. Just be patient with me. We're going to get there. I remember when I was in Canada 2 years ago, I had prayed. I said, "Father God, where are we on your prophetic calendar? What timetable are we on?" And I had prayed for about a month, but when I went to Toronto, Canada, I was laying in the bed and I had a dream. And in the dream, the Spirit of the Lord came to me and said, "One woe is past, W-O-E, there be two more woes. One woe is past, there be two more woes." And I woke up out of the bed and I said, "Where is one woe?" Oh, Revelation chapter 12. The Lord was showing me that we're in the timeline of Revelation chapter what? 12. Turn your Bibles to the book of correction, Revelation chapter 9. Please forgive me, human error, okay? We're in the time frame of Revelation chapter 9. Turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 9. Once again, that's the book of Revelation chapter 9. All right. Let's look at verse 1 through 12. Verse 1, the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that fallen from the sky to the earth, and to the angel was given the key of the shaft of the abyss. The abyss is called the bottomless pit. Look at verse 2. And he opened the long shaft of the abyss, the bottomless pit, and smoke like the smoke of a huge furnace puffed out of the long shaft, so that the sun and the atmosphere were darkened by the smoke from the long shaft. Now look at verse 3 real closely. In verse 3 it says, "Then the smoke of the locust came forth on the earth." Does everybody see that? "Then out of the smoke locusts came forth on the earth, and such power was granted to them as the power the earth scorpions had." Look at verse 4. "They were told not to injure the herbage of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only to attack those human beings that do not have the seal or mark of God in their foreheads." 5, "They were not permitted to kill them, but to torment and vex them for what? How many months? And the pain caused them was like the torture of a scorpion when he stung a person. And in those days," verse 6, "people will seek death and will not find it. And they will yearn to die, but death shall flee from them." Look at verse 7. Hybrids, demonic hybrids. "The locusts resemble horses equipped for battle. On their heads was something like golden crowns. Their faces resemble the faces of people." Demonic hybrids. Demonic locust scorpion hybrids. Demonic locust scorpion hybrids. Look at verse 8. "They had the hair of a woman, and their teeth were like what? Lions." Verse 9. "Their breath place scales resemble breastplates made of iron, and the whirring noise made by their wings was like the roar of a vast number of horsemen, horse-down chariots going at full speed into battle." Look at verse 10. "They have tails like scorpions, they have stings. In their tails they have the ability to hurt men for how many months? For 5 months. Verse 11. "Over them as king they have the angel of the abyss, the bottomless pit. In Hebrew his name is Abaddon, destruction, but in the Greek he's called Apollyon, destroyer." Now look at verse 12. "The first woe has passed, and behold, there be what? Two more woes." So when you look at the fifth angel trumpet, there's an opening of the bottomless pit. And what's coming to the earth is demonic, locust, scorpion, what? Hybrids. How many of you are with me here on that? Is that right? Now, in James chapter 2, verse 19, I told you I love scripture. James chapter 2, what? Verse 19. Okay. In James chapter 2, verse 19, the Bible says, the demons believe in God and they what? They fear and they tremble. How many of you know that demons are terrified of God? Demons are terrified of the Spirit of Jesus Christ in you. If you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ dwelling within you, demons are terrified of you. Because you have the resurrection power of Jesus Christ dwelling where? On the inside of you. Demons have a belief system, but it's not going to save them. They believe in one God, and they are terrified of Him, and they fear Him. Is that right? They believe that there is one God, they're terrified of Him, and they fear Him. How many believers are terrified of God? How many believers fear God? Well, the Bible said that the demons fear Him, and they are what? They are terrified of Him. We are in a time, saints of God, when there is an opening in the abyss. Many of you may already know about CERN in Switzerland. Well, they are drilling now on the ground, and they are looking for demonic portals, demonic entities to come through portals. We're living in a time, if you don't have the seal of God in your forehead, hello, if you don't have that type of protection, then you're going to be open to attack of the enemy. There are laboratories right now that are creating human-animal hybrids. And let me say that again. There are many laboratories that are doing what? They are creating right now human-animal hybrids. The chimera. I was listening to a radio talk show the other night. They talked about creating the chimeras. Some of them have chimpanzee-like bodies, human DNA, and serpent heads. There's much investigation going about the Nephilim, the giants right now. And there is fallen angel technology where they're taking the DNA from the Nephilim giants trying to create other monstrosities. Many of you are unaware of the time that you are what living in, and I may have to come back to that. You're in a time where you need to know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. You're in a time when there are monstrosities and there are demonic human-animal hybrids that are being released upon this face of the earth. And without the power and protection of Jesus Christ. And I want everybody to hear me closely. It's not time to play games anymore. It's not time to play church anymore. It's time to be real about your walk. Be real about your salvation. Because we're in a time you need the Holy Spirit to mark you. Look at someone next to you and say, you need the Holy Spirit to do what? To mark you. To mark you. I did a study when I saw the demonic locust scorpion hybrids. I did a study and I found out that there are 1,000 deaths a year of scorpion bites in Mexico. I find that 1.2 million people have reported scorpion stings every year. I found out that one of the deadliest scorpions in the world is the Arabian fat-tailed scorpion. And it's very lethal and it's very aggressive. When my wife had that dream, she said, she was not attacked because she had, in the dream, I didn't quote it, but she said she had that mark in her forehead. But these locust demons, these hybrid scorpion locust demons, they were attacking everybody in buildings and were attacking everybody in sight. Listen, saints, if God would open you up to the spirit realm, you'd be surprised what you would see just waiting in those depths. Hello, saints of God. Hello, saints of God. We are in that time, saints of God, when a lot of these demonic entities are going to be released. There are demonic portals that are opening up. People are talking about Sasquatch and other type of demonic mongoloid type creatures. I am a combat veteran, and one thing I've learned even in Vietnam, we had what we call the rockets. A lot of Marine units were running into rockets, and if you look at YouTube right now, you'll see they are talking about it now. These apes look like half human type creatures, some product of some mad scientist DNA laboratory experiment. And there's documentation even about that. And I've said many times, and I said, Lord, look at the monstrosity that are going to be loosed on the face of the earth in these end times. Saints, are you ready? Are you ready? It's not about games anymore. It's time to get serious in the Lord. Turn to Exodus chapter 10 with me, please. The book of Exodus chapter 10. Let's look at verse 12 and 14. Exodus 10. Let's look at verse 12 and 14. In the book of Exodus chapter 10, verse 12 and 14, the Bible says in verse 12, "Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, and they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat all the vegetation of the land and all that the hail has left." Now look at verse 13. "And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the land brought an east wind upon the land. And all that day and all that night, when it was morning, the east wind brought locusts." Now, I want everybody to look at verse 14 real closely. Look at verse 14. "And the locusts came upon all the land of Egypt." The locusts came where? Upon all the land of Egypt. And look what it says. "And settled down on the whole country of Egypt. A very dreadful mass of them. Never before was there any such locusts as these, nor will there ever be again."
Praise God.
Never before were there what? Locusts such as these in the Moses day. And the Bible says what? Never will they ever be again. I wonder what type of locusts were these. Well, the Bible said never before were there any locusts that looked like that, nor will they ever be again. I wonder, were they out of the spirit realm or were they out of the natural realm? This caught my attention, saints of God. And then when I go to Revelation chapter 9, I see the demonic hybrid locusts that are sealed in the pit coming forth to torment men and to torment the torment men, women, and children and the elderly for 5 months that don't know Jesus. A locust plague brought judgment of God on Egypt. And I want everybody to get that in your heart. A locust plague did what? It brought the judgment of God on Egypt. And never before was there any locust like these, and never will there be again. Now this is powerful. In Revelation chapter 9, 3. Go back to Revelation chapter 9, verse 3. In the book of Revelation, once again, that's chapter 9, verse 3. In verse 3 it says, "Then out of the smoke locusts came forth from the earth, and so his power was granted to them as the power of the earth scorpions have power." So these demonic hybrid locusts came out of the what? Pit. Now, before I get to the grasshoppers in Las Vegas, how many of you know that we're in the days of Noah?
Yeah.
How many of you know the scripture in Matthew 24:37? Jesus said, "As the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man what?
Be.
Now, what was the days of Noah? Fallen angels. Sexually, genetically manipulating humans and animals. Find that in the book of Enoch. You'll find it in Genesis chapter 6. Satanic corruption of man's DNA in the days of Noah. What are we hearing in the medical profession? There's a satanic corruption of man's DNA. I just lost a friend of mine named Linda. She was having heart problems. They tried to get a pig heart, a heart from a pig. And they tried to do an implant. This girl went into seizures. She went into convulsions. She was 35 years old, and she died right there on the table. Nowhere in the Bible does God say that we are to mix human-animal parts with the parts of humans. We're in the days of Noah. We're in a time of wickedness. We're in a time of violence. We're in a time of evil imaginations. We're a time when those are given in marriage. We're in that time when even Israel had to fight hybrids. Yes. They had to war with the hybrid giants, even with Goliath and his brothers. Yes. So we're in that time. And all you have to do, saints of God, is do your research. And look at what they're doing. Human animal pigs now. Hello? Because we need the organs. Human animal DNA in rats or mice. Hello, saints? My mother told me years ago, she said, I remember when she was telling me, she said, "Son, they took an orange and a tangerine and made a tangible."
Yeah.
An orange and a tangerine, and what did they do with it? They made a tangible. And right then, I did not know that in my day and time, that they will be crossbreeding vegetables and plants and fruits and humans and animals. And they're doing the same thing with the fallen angels in the time of Noah. So we're in that time. Fallen angel technology. Look what I have in my notes here. Scientists are digging up grave sites of Nephilim to get the Nephilim giant's DNA. They're using the bones of the Nephilim giants, the DNA matter, to create other monstrosities. We're in that time. Listen, they even have human animal insect hybrids. Do your research, saints. Do your research. What's coming out of demonic portals, you must have the seal of God in your foreheads. Yes, yes, yes. I look at the church in so many places. You know, everybody's happy in the church's powers. And nobody has a clue knowing what's coming our way. Is the church being prepared with the power of the Holy Spirit to handle what's coming our way? Demonic, hybrid, scorpion, locust. And we even see it in the book of Revelation. Go back to Revelation chapter 9. Look at verse 7 and 10. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 7 and 10, the Bible gives us a description of a fallen angel technology. Demonic, hybrid, scorpion, locust. They're going to resemble horses for battle. They're going to have golden crowns on their head. Is that right? They're going to have faces like faces of people, like women. Hair like women. Teeth like a lion, breastplates to bind, wings that make a whirling noise, and tails like what? Scorpions. We're in the time, you don't know if the man or woman sitting next to you is a clone. Hello, saints. You don't know that man on the street that you're talking to is a reptilian, is a hybrid. You don't know. They now have the technology to create the type of baby that you want. Blue eyes, green eyes, dark brown eyes. The sex gender that you want. Man is playing God. We're in the days of Noah. We're in a time when the Lord Jesus Christ's return is imminent. Demonic portals are opening up around each and every one of you here. I hear it all the time in counseling. I heard somebody come up the stairs, but when I went through the door, there was nobody there. My door slammed in my house. But when I went to investigate, there was nobody there. I was thrown off my bed, but when I looked, there was nobody there. Okay? Demonic portals are opening, and they're opening wide. Somebody asked me, do you believe in UFOs? Brother, I believe that they're nothing but fallen angels. Because everybody that's been abducted, they said that they knew Jesus, and they said, in the name of Jesus, loose me, they loosed them. Wow. We're in that time. Brother Colonel, what does demonic locust scorpion hybrids have to do with Las Vegas? How many of you know that Psalm 19 says that everything that God created has a voice? How many of you know that there are things in your life, circumstances, can speak to you? Is that right? If you would just what? If you would just listen. Okay? Now, the locust is a cousin of the grasshopper. Let me say that again. The locust is a cousin of what? Of the grasshopper. Turn to Leviticus chapter 11, verse 22. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 22. Alright. In Leviticus chapter 11, verse 22, the Bible says, of these you may eat, the whole species of locust, of bald locust, of the cricket, and you may eat of the grasshopper. I don't know if I want any toasted grasshopper, grilled barbecue grasshopper. All right, look at Numbers 13 and 33. The Bible has a lot to say about the grasshopper. Numbers 13 and 33. There we saw the Nephilim giants, the sons of Enoch, who came from the giants, and we were on our own sight as grasshoppers, so as we were in their sight. Children of Israel say these giants were so big that we look like grasshoppers. If you would do your research, Steve Courtney, you would see that several years ago, a United States Army Special Forces unit got into a firefight in Afghanistan with a giant in the mountains. They said he was smelly bad, so they opened up with every weapon they had and they couldn't drop him at first. Say he moved fast to beat such money. But the size of monsters, he was able to run fast. Days of Noah, when I had things like that. Days of Noah. We're in a prophetic time frame where Jesus is coming back soon.
Yes.
Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Chapter 12, verse 5. The book of Ecclesiastes. Let's look at chapter 12, verse 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 5. Look what the Bible says. Also, when the old are afraid of danger from that which is high and fear is on the way, and the almond tree, the white head blooms, and the grasshopper's low thing is a burden, and the desire and appetite fail, because man goes to his everlasting home. Correction, that. Like, okay. And the motors go about the streets or marketplaces, and the grasshopper, a little thing, will become a burden. The Bible says the grasshopper, though he's a little thing, but the day will come when he will be a burden. Does everybody see that? All right. July 27th of this year. Millions of grasshoppers invaded Las Vegas. Let me say that again. Now, July the 27th of this year, millions of grasshoppers invaded Las Vegas. The news media said that it was of biblical proportions. CNN, fake news, said that a plague of biblical proportions had hit Las Vegas. How many of you know that God will use extreme circumstances to speak to you? Let me say that again. God will use extreme circumstances to speak to you. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, God used a burning bush, a bush burning but yet not consuming, to get Moses' attention. How many of you know that there are certain things that God has been trying to get your attention to? It may look extreme to you, but he's trying to get you to look. What is it in your life that keeps going to the extreme? You keep ignoring it? Could it be that God is trying to get your attention?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nothing. I've had people tell me, I had a dream, and they say it's nothing. I say, well, let's look at the dream. And we find that it was of significant importance. What is it in your life, saints? It's extreme to you, but God keeps trying to get your attention. America. And invasions of millions of grasshoppers hit Las Vegas, Nevada. Is this a prophetic sign? What is God saying about Las Vegas? Is God speaking to America? Is God speaking to the church? Is God speaking to believers? Look what I have here. Could it be a judgmental invasion coming from the natural realm and the spirit realm? Could the grasshoppers be, who's a cousin to the locust, mean a coming invasion or a coming judgment out of the natural realm and the spirit realm upon the land we love called America? The 8 locust plague that came upon Egypt, it came to judge the land of Egypt. Well, the grasshoppers, a prophetic sign that yes, God is judging, but if there's no repentance, there's going to be more weightier judgments. Is the grasshopper speaking to us? Oh, it's just a little thing. It's just a little burden. It's just a little grasshopper. But God can use a grasshopper or an extreme circumstance to get your attention. Grasshoppers, could it be a sign of a military invasion? All I'm hearing with the walls, invasion, invasion. All I'm hearing with Latin American countries, invasion, invasion. All I'm hearing, China and Russia training militarily. And the Chinese generals are now ashamed to say, we want to destroy America. And they're training and they're working together. China and Russia are strategizing for a military invasion. How many of you are listening to me?
Amen.
Could it be that some of us have said, but the grasshoppers, millions of grasshoppers, they're just little grasshoppers, bless their heart, they're just little innocent. Could be that God is saying something to America. Las Vegas is called Sin City. There's a hotel called the Lonesome Hotel, and on the writing is Sin City, Las Vegas. The Luxor Casino Hotel is the largest in America, 36 stories high, and it has a pyramid at a space. What do we know about pyramids? Egypt. What do we know about Sphinx? Egypt. A Sphinx is a winged monster having a woman's head and a lion's body. When the grasshoppers invaded Las Vegas, what is God saying? I believe prophetically the Lord is saying, I'm judging Egypt. I'm judging the spiritual Egypt in America. There needs to be repentance because I'm judging spiritual Egypt. The Sphinx and the pyramid at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas was a prophetic sign. With the grasshoppers, with the plague of locusts that invaded Egypt. Same parallel, saints. Same parallel. Las Vegas has a history linked with organized crime. Major hotels and casinos were started by infamous gangsters like Frank Beezer and Al Capone. Prostitution. Escort services is a commonplace in Las Vegas. Strip clubs, sex shops, burlesque queens, erotic dancers for entertainment. That's funny to me, burlesque queens. Massage parlors, bars, gambling and betting casinos, drug and alcohol, reports of murders and kidnappings. Is God using extreme circumstances like he used the burning bush to get Moses' attention? Is God using the grasshoppers in Las Vegas to get the attention of this nation? Locust, judgmental plague on Egypt. Grasshopper, Las Vegas. Egyptian sphinx, Egyptian pyramid. Grasshopper is a cousin of the locust. Judgment on the spirit of Egypt in America. Judgment on the gods of Egypt in America. Well, brother, I thought you were going to talk about some demons. Brother, I'm talking about it's time that we open our eyes in a prophetic sense that God will raise up seers in the church who can see beyond the veil. This is what I'm talking about. It's time to see. What is God saying? Listen here. In a prophetic sense, the grasshopper is a cousin to the locust, the grasshopper invasion. God is now judging the spirit of Egypt in America. God is also judging the gods of Egypt in America. Repent! 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 That's what the prophetic sign is. That's what it is. Turn to Isaiah chapter 19, verse 3 and 4. The book of Isaiah, chapter 19. Let's look at verses 3 and 4. How many of you have been blessed so far? Yes. Isaiah chapter 19, let's look at verse 3 and 4. In verse 3 it says, and the spirit of the Egyptians within them will become exhausted and emptied out and will fail. And I will destroy their counsel, confound their plans, and they will seek counsel from their idols and their sorcerers and from those having familiar spirits, the mediums and the wizards. Look at verse 4. And I will give over the Egyptians into the hand of a hard and cruel master. And a fierce king will rule over them, saith the Lord of hosts. Does everybody see that then? The spirit of Egypt involves also civil war. Look at verse 3. Confounding their counsel, confounding their plans. Is that right? Verse 2. Please read verse 2. I missed something. Go to verse 2. And I will stir up Egyptians against Egyptians. Civil war. And I will stir up Egyptians against Egyptians. Civil war. And they will fight everyone against his brother and everyone against his neighbor. City against city, city, kingdom against kingdom. Where's America now? All you're hearing on the media is we're in a danger of a civil war. We need the intercessors to cry out and to spare not. Lift up their voice like a trumpet. We need the intercessors to begin to pray because this nation is in danger of a civil war. The Lord says that the spirit of the Egyptians will begin to do what? Fight against each other. We see it happening in the White House. They're fighting from the White House to the outhouse. We see chaos. We see chaos. We see chaos. And our leadership, Donald Trump, needs the prayers of every believer in this country. I had a dream one night, and here's the dream. I dreamed of Union and Confederate soldiers engaging in combat. Whether they were Democratic or Republican, I don't know. I saw an all-out civil war in America, and it could only be stopped by intercessory prayer. Everybody okay?
Yep.
Planet Earth called him Big Hammer. Planet Earth called him Big Hammer. Yes. Turn to Isaiah chapter 31. The book of Isaiah chapter 31. Let's look at verses 1 through 5. Verses 1 through 5, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help. How many of you know it's time to start going to the Lord for help?
Yes.
Come out of Egypt. Stop going to Egypt and Babylon for help. Don't rely on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many and horsemen, because they are very strong, but they look not to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek and consult the Lord. Yes, we need a strong military. I'm behind a strong military. Yes, we need to increase our nuclear weapons. Yes, all of the above. But I also do believe that this nation needs to return back to Jesus. Look at verse 2. And yet he is wise and brings calamity and does not retract his words. He will rise against the house, the whole race of evildoers, against the helpers of those who work iniquity. Look at verse 3 closely. Now the Egyptians are men and not God. The Egyptians are men and not God. Come out of Egypt. Stop going to Egypt for help. All right. And the horses of the flesh and our spirit. And when the Lord stretches out his hand, both Egypt, who helps, will stumble. And Judah, who has helped, will fall, and they all will perish and become consumed together. Let's just stop right there. Don't trust in your military. Is that right? We need a strong military. Trust in the man of war. His name is Jehovah Shammah. Is that right? Trust in him. That's your divine protection. There's another man of God by the name of Demetri Duderman. About 10 years ago, he's dead now. He couldn't even speak English. He came to America from Romania. And he told in his visions, and you can find them, he told in his vision he saw a China-Russia strike on America. He said there was an ambush. He said when China came against Taiwan, he saw in the vision of the Lord that America went to defend Taiwan and Russia hit from behind with nukes and invasion. And he said, he asked the angel of the Lord in the dream, he said, well, if there's going to be a China-Russia strike, what's going to happen to every believer? And he said something that caught my attention. He said, the angel of the Lord told him what happened to the three Hebrew boys. They'll go to the fire, but they won't get burned. I believe Isaiah 43, when you go through the water, the flood shall not overtake you. And when you go through the fire, you will not be burned. I believe that. We have to get rooted and grounded in what we believe. I believe that this invasion that hit Las Vegas, God was giving it for a prophetic sign that I'm judging Egypt. I'm judging the spirit of Egypt in America. It's time for repentance in this nation. Cry aloud, spirit. There's something else that I found. At the Luxor Hotel, they had a pyramid light that was straight up in heaven. And here's the fun part. That pyramid light on the Luxor Hotel goes straight up in heaven. And they say thousands upon thousands of grasshoppers were coming down from the light. Into Las Vegas. Every casino, every bar, every strip joint, everywhere the burlesque queen was. Hello, saints. God is speaking. Are we listening? He's speaking. Are we listening? He's speaking. Oh, he's speaking to Las Vegas. And he's giving Las Vegas as what? A sign of an invasion or plague. And it's time that we repent and that we get back into alignment. When my wife had this dream of the locusts, it made me begin to realize. Go back to Revelation chapter 9 again. I'll give you one more last verse. It's a short message. It didn't take me long to finish it. Revelation chapter 9. Look at verse 4. In verse 4 it says, they were told not to enter the earth, the herbage of the earth, nor any green thing in the tree, but only those human beings who do not have the seal of God in their foreheads. They don't have what? A mark. Hello. In their foreheads. You don't have them. The Bible says these demonic hybrids are going to torment you for 5 months. Not only that.
There are demonic portals that are opening up. All type of clones, all type of fallen angel technology, and hybrids from the Nephilim, they're digging up out the graves. And all these creatures now they're creating, the Camaros, you know, serpent heads. And even in the book of Revelation, the women hair, faces, and lion's teeth. It is possible with today's technology. Let me say that again, saints of God. All those demonic creatures are possible with today's technology. Now, I know when I first began, many of you looked at me like, what is he talking about? But as we got further into the Las Vegas, the locust plague on Egypt, now you begin to see that the grasshopper is a warning to America. All right. What did we cover? We covered, yes, there are black clouds of America. But in the midst of the black clouds, there's glory. Yes, the Bible says, gross darkness shall cover the earth, but his glory shall rise upon the people. We also covered, yes, God does at times dwell in thick darkness. He dwells in a dark cloud. We talked about the abyss, the bottomless pit. The Greek word is abyssal. Okay? And we also talked about how demons are terrified to go there. Alright? And we talked about how demons are terrified of you if you have the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you or the Spirit of Jesus. We talked about how demons are terrified, and we also talked about an invasion of strange locusts that Moses saw. You know, I often wonder, what did they look like in Moses' time when the Bible said there shall never be none like them ever seen before? We also talked about not only invasion, but we talked about that we're in the days of Noah. Hybrids, angel sex, sex with angels, genetically manipulated human animals and plants. We talked about the grasshopper invasion of Las Vegas, Sin City, the spirit of Egypt that God is going to judge in America. What else did we talk about? We talked about God judging the spirit of Egypt, the idols of Egypt. We talked about the grasshopper invasion could be a threat of a military invasion. God told Israel something, and I'm getting ready to close. He said, I will make a full end of all the nations, but I will not make a full end of thee. That tells me, if God is going to make a full end of all the nations, but he's not going to make a full end of Israel, that means that America, whom we love, has a time period. Hello, saints. It's hard. We also talked about that the pyramid light that reached up into heaven and the grasshoppers coming down from heaven into that light down into Las Vegas. We also talked about the spirit of Egypt. We're in a dangerous time of civil war right now. And we need the prayers of every believer here and every saint that God will bring a miscarriage, that he will bring an abortion to a civil war. Because the spirit of Egypt is brother against brother. Sword against what? Sword. Is that right? All right. If you were touched by what you heard, if you believe what you heard, give Jesus a prayer. Oh, I pray that you're blessed by that. Oh, I tell you what, it brought forth the fear of God in me. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I pray I got some wisdom when I start studying that. All right, let's move into some deliverance. All right. I want everybody to begin to pray. Before we get started, I want everybody to begin to pray. Here's how I want you to pray. If there's anybody living or dead, who have hurt you, wounded you, molested you, raped you, violated you, whether ex-husband, ex-spouse, whether they're living or whether they're dead, you're going to have to honestly forgive them before we can go any further. All heads bowed all over this place. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you search your hearts. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you search your hearts. Anybody living or dead? Living or dead? Raped you, molested you, violated you, abused you, in any way, shape, or form. You're going to have to forgive right now before we can go any further. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to take you deep. Take you deep down inside your heart. Give you a few moments to pray. anybody living or dead, that you holding any bitterness, resentment, or forgiveness for. Well, they're going on to be with the Lord. You're going to have to forgive them. You're going to have to forgive. But they hurt me, brother. You're going to have to forgive. But they hurt me, brother. You don't know. You're going to have to forgive. Living or dead. Well, you've been beaten, robbed, raped, abused, lied on, stole from, hatred of family. My mother wasn't there, my father wasn't there, my dad wasn't there. Nobody was there for me. You want to make things right, you don't want to see the demonic carpet, scorpion locusts. When you raise your head, I believe in medical. We're going to start attacking some spirits that have to do with medical issues. Huh? Okay, when you finish, you can raise your heads. All right, let me pray. All right. Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, Father, we bind every territorial spirit, every regional spirit, every geographical spirit in this location. We bind this strong man operating in us, even in myself. Bind the strong man, even in myself, in the name of Jesus. We bind every demonic spirit beneath our feet, below. We bind every demonic entity that will try to give enforcement, that will try to reinforce or assist in disruption of this deliverance. Hebrews 1:14, we pray you will release ministering holy angels, ministering spirits. We are the heirs of salvation. And Father, you said in Hebrews, you said in the book of Hebrews, that these angels will come and they will minister to the heirs of salvation. And so, Father, we just pray that Lord, you will surround us with holy angels in the name of Jesus to help us war and help us do battle in the name of Jesus. All right, I want everybody to get a stretch first to get you relaxed. Just if you want to stand up and stretch a minute before we get started, but I know that's something I've blessed day for you. All right, once you stretch a minute, that's good. In and stretch. Reach for the stars. Stand on tippy toes. I'm a baby boom. I'm from that area. Okay. All right, okay, here we go. Some people like that stuff. Okay. All right, we're going to go up with a lot of medical spirits. I be around the VA hospital so much, and I see so many of my brothers, my Vietnam brothers, got so many ailments. And amen. A lot of times, there's a demon, evil spirit hiding behind that ailment.
Yes.
Is that right? Once you command that spirit out, then that person gets healed. All right? Okay? Everybody ready? Okay. All right. Well, Father, we just ask you for a cloud of thick darkness. We just ask you for a cloud. You came into Solomon's temple. We don't believe by faith, Father, that you can come in here. In your cloud. In your cloud. In your cloud. You say you can dwell in the darkness. In your cloud. Say that my mokofi kandalabas. Send the mokofi nakana makas. And they get out of us. It is a mokofi. In your cloud. We want to exalt you, Jesus. Not our flesh. Not our flesh. We want to exalt you. All right, in the name of Jesus Christ, get ready. All right. All right. I come against the pain phantom. There's a spirit called the pain phantom. Pain in the neck, pain in the back, body pain, gluttony, serpent, viper, spinal pain, breastbone pain. Pain phantom, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. I come against pancreatic issues in the pancreas. I break all family generational curses of pancreatic cancer or any type of pancreatic issue from the family line. I break that curse. And I come against the evil spirit that operates in your pancreas. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against panic attacks. It's rooted in stress and anxiety. A lot of times you have a panic attack. It's rooted in fear and stress and anxiety. I command that to come out of you now in the name of Jesus. All right, I come against Parkinson's disease. I command Parkinson's disease to come out now. Every evil spirit that's trying to set up in your body with Parkinson's, in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. I come against ovarian cancer, ovarian cysts. I command those spirits that are connected with that to come out of you. Ovarian cancer, ovarian cysts. Stabbing pain, throbbing pain, migraine headache spasms, come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against right now in Jesus' name, choking, strangling at night, sleep apnea,
sleep apnea, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, out. Come on, out. All you wicked spirits, come out. Sleep apnea, come on, out. They're ready to go. One cough, they're going to start going. Come on, out. Over Jesus Christ the Savior. Down syndrome, Schizophrenia, come out now in Jesus' name. All right, ear infection, ear ringing, your ears ring at night. Come on, out of there. I'll break that over you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there. Ear problems, tendonitis, go in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of there now. Dropsy, in the name of Jesus. Come on, breathe those things out now in the name of Jesus. Female problems, endometriosis. I command that to be broken off of you now in the name of Jesus. Fibroid cysts, fibroid tumors, fibroalgia, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I loose the spirit of burning, Isaiah chapter 4. The Lord says he will quench the daughters of Zion with the spirit of burning. So I loose the spirit of burning right now in the name of Jesus. All right, I come against throat cancer. Cancer of the throat, lung cancer. Go. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, intestinal cancer. Come on, bowels. Intestinal cancer. Bowels. Come on, out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, free that cancer out of there. Go. I bind the spirit of premature death. Premature death and cancer. Come on. You shall not die but live and declare the glory of the Lord. You shall not die but live and declare the glory. All the cancer spirits, come out. Come on out. I bring a generational curse of cancer. Go, cancer. I lose the spirit of burning. I lose the spirit of judgment in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there. All the cancer spirit. Rectal cancer. Come on. Out of there now. Cancer of the breast. Cancer breast tumors. Cancerous tumors of the breast. Go. Come on. Out of there. Come on. Breathe them out and let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against right now. Also in the name of Jesus. Come on. We're getting ready to get started. We haven't been bitter. I come against warts on your body. I cut that root of wart off of you right now in the name of Jesus. I come against witchcraft curses that made you sick. To manipulate you, to dominate you, to control. All witchcraft curses. Come on. Come out of hiding now. Go. Even after the witchcraft curses, come on out of there. Come out of my brother over there. Come on, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. I come against varicose veins. Come out now. Break that curse in Jesus' name. My sister had lupus, and lupus was rooted in the fact that she felt rejected by her mother, my sister. And when she got forgiveness with her, my sister, the lupus went away. The word lupus means wolf, means running over. All lupus spirits, come out, out of there, lupus. All lupus, go, it's rooted in rejection. Go, come out of there, lupus. Lupus, come out of there now, in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against toxic emotions. I come against bound emotion, blocked emotion. You can't give yourself because of the trauma you went through. You went through that trauma. Come on. Bound emotion, toxic emotion. You're frigid in the marriage. You're cold. You're frigid in the marriage because you went through a trauma. You can't give yourself to your husband. Come on, out of there now, in the name of Jesus. Out of there now, being frigid. Come on, because of traumatic experience. Go. Thyroid problems. I come against thyroid problems now. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Bring him out of there now. Go. In the name of Jesus. Stomach ulcers. Problem with digestion. Go. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there. Come on, let's don't look at everybody else. Let's get our freedom. Is that right? All right. I come against swelling in the body, pus in the body, infection in the body, pus, infection, swelling. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against right now insomnia. Insomnia. You have trouble sleeping at night. So, I break that off of you now in the name of Jesus. Skin shingles. Come on now, out in Jesus' name. I break the curse of allergy. Allergy. Place your thumb on the sinus. You have an allergy problem with your hand, lady. I break that curse. sickle cell anemia. Sickle cell anemia that's lodged in the black race. Come on. All sickle cell anemia. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to get skin infection. Go. Come on. Breathe them out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Sciatica. Inflammation. Sciatica inflammation. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of there. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, bring him out of there, Satan. Let him go. Bring him out of there. Allergies. Arthritis. Bitterness and resentment. Unforgiveness. You go. Come on. Oh, arthritis. Come on, arthritis. Let's go. Move. Heart disease. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Heart disease. Grow. High blood pressure. Angle. Raise in different times from high blood pressure. Come out. Come on. Lingering disorders. Female problems. Oh, diabetes. I break the curse of diabetes. All demons connected with diabetes, come out. Come on. Diabetes, remove. Out of the people. Come on. Out of the people now. Go. Insanity. I feel like I'm going crazy. Lunacy. Come on. Moonstruck. Lunacy. Come on. Go. Go. Come on. Out of the people. Insanity. Go. In the name of Jesus. Seizures. Seizures. I break family line curses of seizure. Come out. Out of there. Come on, seizure. Come on. Suicidal thoughts in the name of Jesus. Come on. Inner ear disease. Convulsions. I lose the spirit of burning. I lose the spirit of judgment in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Okay, I come against the curses of rape, seduction, idolatry. You feel unequally yoked. I break that off of you now in Jesus' name. Come on. Let them go, saints. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. God has given many of you some freedom. All right. I come against right now in the name of Jesus. Abortion. I break the curse of abortion rooted in murder, terminating, killing, and hatred. I command the abstinence spirit. I come against abuse, fighting, kicking, hitting, all the abuse spirits, fighting, kicking, hitting, spitting, cursing, beat me up. She beat me up. You threatened to kill me. Come on, out, in the name of Jesus. Accident prone, go, in the name of Jesus. I come against attention deficit syndrome. Attention deficit disorders. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, let us go, saints. In the name of Jesus. I come against allergies behind fear, lack of forgiveness, allergies, all the allergy spirits, come out. Anxiety, mucus tearing in the eyes. Come on, go. Yeah, that's me. Come on, go. In the name of Jesus. Come on, out of here. Out of there now, in the name of Jesus. I come against Alzheimer's, forgetfulness, Parkinson's. Come on, breathe them out, saint. Anemia, the vampire spirit of anemia. Come on, you feel tired. You feel exhausted. You feel your blood being drained. I break all the curse of vampire spirits. Come on, out of the feet. Come on, go, anemia, go. Go, that's right, draining the blood. Go. Aneurysm, stroke at the brain. Aneurysm. The enemy is trying to set you up for an aneurysm. Come out of there. Out of there. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Out of there. Come on, aneurysm. You have no right here. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. Anger, spirit, rage, hurt feelings, burning, bitterness, bad temper, high cholesterol, obesity. All right, I command spirits behind high cholesterol and obesity to come out. Come on, high cholesterol, let's go. Obesity. Come on, I come against a demon named Fat Boy, a fat girl. Come on, out of there. Obesity, go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Angina pain, related in stress, anxiety, anorexia nervosa. Anorexia nervosa. Sometimes I don't feel like eating. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out of my, come out of that mother lip. Go, anorexia nervosa. Come out now in Jesus' name. Argumentative spirit. You like to argue all the time. You have lawyer spirits. These lawyer spirits want to debate all the time. Come on out of that, lawyer spirits. Come on out of that, argumentative spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, I come against rheumatoid arthritis. That rheumatoid arthritis. Oh, come on, rheumatoid arthritis. Come on, out of there. Out of there. Out of there now. All right. I break the spirit of death to asthma. I break the curse of death, your generational curse of death, asthma. Come on, asthma. Asthma, come out of there now. Asthma. Asthma. Come on. Come on, asthma. Come out of there. Come out of there. I'll break that curse off your family now. You shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord, brother. You shall live, brother. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. All right. Autism. Autoimmune disease. All right. Here's back problems. I come against back problems through molestation. Back problems through kundalini. Come on, back problems. Come on, through accident. Back problems through Asian Orange. Back problems. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, and put your hand on your back if you're having back problems. Come on, come on out of there. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, out of there. All the back problems. Go, go, go. No, spine, joints, ligaments, muscles, spine, joints, ligaments, muscles, spine, joints, ligaments, muscles, spine, joints. Ligaments, muscles, come out of there in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of baldness. I come against barrenness in the name of Jesus. I come against cerebral palsy in the family line. I bring cerebral palsy on the bloodline in the name of Jesus. All right, bladder infection. Bladder infection. Come on. Come on. Come on. All evil spirits hide behind the bladder. Go. 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 Come out of there in the name of Jesus. Bladder infection, bladder problem, bedwetting, where you have excessive bedwetting. Go in the name of Jesus. All right, bone issues. All right, bones, bones. All right, come on, give me another big push one more time. Give me a big call. You got to go. Let's go. Go, go to Jesus. Come on, all those names that we call, come on, come on. All those demons we call, come on, out of here. Out of here. Go, go, go. All those demons we call already. Come, keep moving. Go, yeah. Come on, we don't want you here. Go, go, go. Go, 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 go. Your our problems. Go. Stop from being abandoned, from being rejected. Come on, out now, out. Come on, go in the name of Jesus. Bursitis, broken bones. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, saying God is moving. This is good. This is good. Karma. Coma, confusion, constipation, constipation. Come on, constipation. Block bowels. Unblock those bowels. Unblock those bowels. Unblock those bowels. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there now, in the name of Jesus. Kidney failure. I command a new pair of kidneys in everyone here. Go, 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 go. I command the enemy to loose those kidneys. Come on, go. Go. Knee problems. Come on. Knee sockets. Knee joints. Knee problems. Go. Come on. Out of there now. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Let's go into the lungs. I come against shortness of breath. Respiratory problems. Having problem breathing. Come on. Come on. Breathe them out. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Come on. Come on. Breathe them out. Take a deep breath. Come on. Holy Spirit, fill those lungs. Holy Spirit, fill those lungs. Holy Spirit, fill those lungs. Lyme disease, go in the name of Jesus. Come on. Chemical sensitivity. Chemical sensitivity. Certain chemicals you're sensitive to. Come on. Come on. Out of there. Let's go. Chemical sensitivity. Let's go. Let's go, chemical sensitivity. Come on. Come on. You lost your home. You lost your house. You can't live. You can't dwell there anymore. Come on out now. Come on. Let's go with Jesus Christ with sin. You come on out of there. In the name of Jesus. All right, let's go. Come on, move, move, move. All right, once again, mind control spirits. Mind control through television. Mind control. I have a book that says that television can sway the masses of people. Post-hypnotic suggestion. I break curses of hypnosis. Post-hypnotic suggestion off your mind. I break it off of your mind. If, when you go to see a hypnotist, you lose brain cells. Come on, out of now. Come on, hypnosis, go. Go. You go to a hypnotist, you lose brain cells. Come on out of there now. Out of there now. Out of there now.
Out of there now. You need to repent of that hypnotism. Come on. Out of there. Go, go, in the name of Jesus. I come against monthly curses. It seems like every month you're on a cycle. That's the spirit of Hydra. Come on, go. I come against the serpent-headed spirit of Hydra, where every month you're in a destructive cycle. Come on. I break that off of you now. Come on. Multiple sclerosis, deep hatred, shame, bitterness, self-rejection, self-conflict, paralysis, and guilt. Muscle contraction in the name of Jesus. All right. Let me give you one more list. Amen. And this has been good. I've been blessed too up here. Amen. I come against gluttony, spirit of gluttony. All the gluttony spirits. Come on, buffet. Buffet, come on. I like that buffet. Come on. That demon say more. Eat more. Come on. That demon say eat more. Come on. Eat some more. Come on, gluttony. Come on. Out of there. Come on, gluttony. Right. Obsessive compulsive behavior.
Go.
Obsessive compulsive behavior. That's right. Well, tell them to go. Tell them hasta la vista, baby. Go. Huh? Goodbye. Okay? In the name of Jesus. All right. Everybody give me a good deep breath. Relax. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my freedom. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for my deliverance. And I give you the praise for my healing and my deliverance. And I'm going to walk it through. I'm going to be steadfast in you in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, I give him a praise for that. All right, let's pray one more time. Then I'm going to be seated. Father, we just bind in the backlash. If you strike a hornet's nest, the hornet's going to hit back. I bind any demonic backlash on their finances, on their vehicles, on their families, even as they depart this camp, and even tonight. In the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus, Revelation 12. We overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. And I pray Psalm 91 protection all over these people. And Lord, I thank you for their healing. You are wonderful God. You are mighty God. You are merciful God. In the name of Jesus. And I even pray that, Lord, after hearing the word of God today, the demonic hyphen, scorpion, locust, and what happened in Las Vegas, that many will repent. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want everybody to just give Jesus a shout. Give him a shout. We're going to be dismissed here, okay? Thank you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.